FM, W251B, Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. People who work in ERs have seen just about everything, but this might be a new one.
As the usual business was taking place at St. David's North Austin Medical Center, there was a large crash and an SUV ended up inside the emergency department. The driver died. Leticia Estrada works at the hospital.
Yeah, broken glass all over. It looks like a bomb just blew in there.
Austin police say preliminary information indicates the incident does not appear to be an intentional act. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Bad news for Republicans in the U.S. House who already have an oh-so-slim majority. CBS News projects New York Democrat Tom Suozzi will win a special election to fill the seat left open when George Santos was expelled from the House.
The people of Long Island and Queens are sick and tired of the political bickering. They've had it. They want us to come together and solve problems.
The House of Representatives has impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the crisis at the southern border. But CBS's Nicole Killian says Mayorkas is in no danger of being tried in the Senate and removed from office.
It's possible, for instance, perhaps this gets pushed over to a committee. And so, you know, if the committee chooses not to take it up, I mean, that's one way that it could get squashed or dismissed. So there's definitely ways that the Senate could slow walk this or perhaps not even bring it up at all.
Thousands of flight attendants protested outside 30 airports across the U.S. on Tuesday. They want better pay and improved working conditions. CBS's Carter Evans says, in fact, they're demanding double-digit pay increases.
They say they haven't seen raises in many cases for 5, 6, 7 years. And in some cases, not just before the pandemic, but back to 9/11. They say they took pay cuts back when the industry was really hurting after 9/11. So the flight attendants I spoke with today say they've got a lot of catching up to do and a lot of time to make up for.
In Iowa, a huge turnout over a bill supported by the Republican governor that would define the terms man and woman in state law. CBS's Allison Keyes has that.
Hundreds of protesters showed up. Many saying it is an attempt to erase the LGBTQ community and paint trans people as predators.
It will place people in a line of fire.
But supporters are calling it the Women's Bill of Rights.
This bill will protect girls and women across Iowa.
History made in Major League Baseball. Veteran baseball broadcaster Jenny Kavner has been named the new primary play-by-play announcer for the Oakland Athletics. She'll become the first woman to ever handle primary play-by-play duties in the major leagues. She has been calling Colorado Rockies games. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
for Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
We're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight, upper 20s by dawn. On Wednesday, sunshine, lower 40s. By Wednesday night, rain will develop, mixing with and changing to snow. Little to no accumulation expected, with lows in the mid-30s. Currently 26 degrees.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Of the family. And if you are to categorize the different beliefs of progressives and conservatives, you see that on one hand, you have people who think that everything should be top down. There should be a strict hierarchy. There should be punishment and discipline. And if you don't do good, you won't have good. If you're poor, it's because you're lazy or have some other moral flaw. On the other hand, the progressive mode of thought, which is called the nurturant parent mode of thought, is more based in empathy and the idea that we must care for one another. And that it doesn't mean we have to be weak or let bad things happen or let crime run rampant, but that we have to have approaches that are rooted in evidence and rooted in progress and empathy as opposed to punishment. And so what we see largely in the ideas of these emerging tech authoritarians is a very strict father viewpoint of how policy should work. And if you look at their tendency to believe that they're more important than anyone else and should have more power than anyone else, it's because they're richer than anyone else. And Dr. Lakoff's spells out pretty clearly in something called the conservative moral hierarchy the exact order in which Republicans believe society should be run. It should be men having more power than women, the wealthy having more power than everybody else, the strong or disciplined having more power than the undisciplined or the weak, straight people having more power than gays, Christians having more power than other religions. And so when you see Elon Musk get on Twitter and have a racist conspiracy theory meltdown about how immigrants are replacing us, it all fits squarely into these frames. I read Walter Isaacson's biography of Elon Musk, all 630 pages of it. And he took a lot of fire for that because it didn't say what people wanted it to say. But I think it's all there between the lines. I think the most important thing to understand about Musk and about many of these other tech bros who are trying to be like Musk is Elon Musk believes he's the most important person on Earth. He believes he's the most important in history. He believes he is the savior of humanity. Therefore, it follows from that that everyone should do as he says and he should be allowed to operate without any rules or regulations because he's simply more important than everybody else. And it may sound like I'm exaggerating to say this, but this is what comes out of Elon Musk's mouth himself. He believes that he has to make us a multiplanetary species. Anybody he crushes or anything he breaks on the way to that is not important in the long term.
I think Trump feels the same way about himself. So how does this translate into policy in San Francisco? If these tech bros succeed in taking over the city council and the mayor's office, what sort of changes should the citizens of San Francisco expect?
Not too many, I'd say. I'd probably say they should expect problems to get a little worse. The ideas they have for cracking down on crime are basically mass incarceration and aggressive policing, which has always failed to take care of the problem. Crime rates tend to be higher in Republican states, highest in Republican states. They also plan to completely remove all harm reduction and use jail as a cure for drug addiction. That doesn't work either. In fact, the states with the highest overdose rates are Republican states that don't have a widespread harm reduction. If you go to the Philippines, Duterte, during his reign of terror, made it legal for police to kill drug users and drug dealers. They killed thousands, and then they gave up because that didn't work either. So it's these very oversimplified, strict, and cruel solutions that haven't worked anywhere else and won't work here. In fact, a lot of the history of San Francisco is politicians engaging in these very highly publicized crackdowns that still failed to deliver results. If brutal crackdowns were going to work in San Francisco, they would have worked 20 or 30 years ago. It's an idea that they're going back to. That's why I call it regressive. It's not a new idea. There's no innovation here. It's just the desire to exert power and control through punishment and cruelty that seems to be their main interest, in addition to making sure that nobody can get in their way when they use San Francisco streets as a laboratory for their robot cars and what have you.
We're talking to Gil Duran. He's a writer and journalist based out of San Francisco who writes for theframelab.org. Just one of the really great Substack newsletters. Gil, we've seen these studies over the years showing, for example, you know, they did the traffic studies where they had you know, cameras looking at intersections and found that the more expensive the car, the more likely the person driving it was to break traffic laws or to cut people off in traffic, to behave poorly. And there's been speculation over the years that as people get wealthier, they actually become a little more sociopathic. And then there, on the other hand, there are people arguing that no, it's that the sociopaths, you know, have the ability to get wealthy because they'll break the rules and you know, thus end up as multimillionaires or billionaires. Your thoughts on how sociopathy or whatever, however you would define that, is driving this political battle in San Francisco that you see coming?
Well, I think that research has shown that the more power or money someone gets, and those two are often very connected, the more they are devoid of empathy, can reduce your empathy for others. And I think that's what's really at the heart of this. I can't really diagnose the sociopathy. It certainly seems to match in some cases. If you Google people without empathy, for instance, you'll get some interesting results. But I do think that this is about these wealthy people don't understand why they should have to see so much poverty. Why can't this just be a cleaned up Singapore where we don't allow poor people to be visible? And they don't seem to ask the question of what are the conditions of a society that creates a city with more billionaires than almost anywhere in the world, where people are living in tents and suffering an addiction on the streets, and there is not enough resources or housing to help them. They don't seem to want to solve the problem of the cancerous inequality that is undermining our social fabric, but they definitely want to cage up some poor people and use the police to run off anybody who's got less than, you know, a few million in the bank and can't afford to live here. So I think we're seeing that manifest as they can only see life through their own viewpoint. They have no interest or curiosity in understanding why things are getting so bad when we ostensibly have more than we ever have had. And that's because some people have everything and a lot of people have nothing. And unless we find a real solution to this, it's going to get worse and worse. You know, I spend a lot of time in Latin America. If you live in a very unequal society, you get used to some pretty awful stuff that becomes normal. Crime becomes normal. Seeing people suffering becomes normal. They're not trying to innovate and solve that, though. They only want to go back to the 1800s or the 1700s and impose draconian solutions that will not solve the problem, that will only punish the problem.
I've worked extensively in the third world and had a similar perception. Gil Duran, check out the newsletter, theframelab.org. You can sign up for free. It's brilliant. Gil, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Great talking with you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Will the embattled Georgia district attorney be removed in the Trump case? Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with that and more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay with us.
On air,
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewbacca, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. Biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. Their coats are shinier, and they seem more peppy and healthy. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. David in Leadwood, Missouri. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well. What's on your mind today?
Missouri State Highway Department Administration has finally shot herself in the foot or blown both of their feet off under Republican so-called governors. 2 years ago, there was a fatality with highway workers. I used to work for the highway department. Two people were killed, and one guy maimed for life. MoDOT has been trying not to pay these people for 2 years now, and now I don't know why this is not going national, but it's embarrassed the governor to speechlessness because now MoDOT is claiming that the pregnant MoDOT worker, her baby was an employee. They're using this to, not have to pay for a child.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen it. I have seen it. You want a union, there's a door. You get ready for a pension, we're going to find a way to let you go. Snitch on your employee in writing, and you'll get the rest of the day off. Republican governor after Republican governor has done this. They've disrespected their employees, and now it has hit the light. It's out in the open for everybody to see. It's on all the news channels in St. Louis and Kansas City about MoDOT claiming that this pregnant lady that got killed, her baby was an employee. The grandmother is asking, when did that baby ever fill out an application?
Yeah, no,
I mean,
David, I'm going to have to learn a little more about this. I don't know a lot about it, but thank you for sharing that with us. Just to get back to a couple of quick stories here, and then I'll pick up some more of your calls. Scott McAfee is the, McAfee, I think, is the Fulton County Superior Court judge who is overseeing the case with Fani Willis, against Donald Trump and 19 people or 18 other people. And one of those co-defendants, Mike Roman, a former Trump campaign official, has brought a charge against Fani Willis for having an affair with her lead prosecutor, which she has acknowledged. And they're going to be holding a hearing on that this week. And Trump plans to attend the hearing. I believe it's going to be Thursday. And four of the people have already pled guilty, by the way, or pleaded guilty in this case. But keep an eye on this. This is going to get weird. And finally, I have a Hunter and a Farmer's World alert, the newsletter that we write about attention deficit disorder. This one is called Repeat Back to People What They Said Before Moving On. One of the real challenges for fast-thinking hunters is listening deeply when other people are speaking. Our brains run so quickly that we want to interrupt people and blurt things out before we forget them. And a great strategy is to listen carefully to what people say and then repeat back to them what they're saying. This is there's a story in here from a fellow who's a psychotherapist who talks about how he discovered this and how he shared it with other people. If you find it interesting, I think it's useful. It's over at hunterinafarmersworld.com. So, back to your calls here. Mary in Covington, Louisiana. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I would like to refer back to a couple of your other callers where they talked about Medicaid coming back and trying to recoup some of their funds.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'd like for your audience to know. I am the parent of a moderately disabled young man, and back in January, we found an extremely competent attorney, and he made a special needs trust for our son so that anything I leave to him will be protected, and this will these dollars will be available for him, for his guardians later on to take him on vacations, if he wants a TV.
So a trust is a way to prevent the clawback of the funds. Is that what you're saying?
Say again, please.
A trust is a way to prevent the state from clawing back the money.
Yes,
from attaching
correct.
Your estate. That's
now when at the end of the work session with our attorney, he did give me somewhat of a warning. He said Medicaid may come back shortly and try to recoup some dollars, you know, and he was a little bit vague because he didn't really know, you know, what the timeline would be. But the cost to do this down here was $1,500.
Wow.
And it
great.
Was just money well spent. And
great. Mary, thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
That's interesting. We're all learning something today, or at least I am. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
When you think it's down to your radio, it's time. Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.1 FM, WRJN.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
KripesCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your...
M.TV to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.TV, tag, you're it.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Well, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt. And you're stressed out. You know, that's how it is for a lot of Americans. And that's why I stick with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. 20% off everything on the website. And they got a lot of great products. That's cbdistillery.com. And the discount code for 20% off is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Sean in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tom.
Sure.
Tom... The agreement we have with NATO, that's law-binding, right?
It is. And not only that, it's actually a treaty that was ratified by the Senate. And the Constitution says that treaties are part of the supreme law of the land. In other words, treaties have the same force of law that the Constitution itself does. So if Trump were to say, you know, we're going to violate this treaty, he would be violating the Constitution. There's also a law that was passed in the last year of the Trump presidency, or maybe it was the first year of the Biden, to say that if the president tries to pull the United States out of NATO unilaterally, that he can't do that, that it requires two-thirds of the Senate to go along with it.
Yeah, I was going to add, Tom, that's also quid pro quo, and that was the defense Trump used back in the Ukraine situation when he was impeached, if I'm correct.
What do you mean?
No quid. We don't help you unless you do something for us.
Right.
And you can't break the law in a quid pro quo process.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's arguably, yeah. It's I'm more concerned, frankly. I don't think Trump is going to be president. And B, even if he is president, I don't think he can pull us out of NATO. But he could simply refuse to go along with it, or he could order his Secretary of Defense to refuse to go along with it, number one. Number two, if Russia invades a NATO country, there's dozens of different ways, you know, levels of intensity on which we could respond, and he could control that. But I think the biggest damage that Trump has done is just by throwing in with Putin. Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, the idiot from Wisconsin, just yesterday said he doesn't want to send any more money to Ukraine because we're just dragging out a stalemate. Well, it's a stalemate because we're not sending them weapons. You know, it's very, very simple. And
yeah, yeah.
So we've got these, you know, Putin-loving, Trump-following, Trump-ass-kissing Republicans in the House and the Senate. You know, Rand Paul yesterday and the day before trying his filibuster of this money for Ukraine. It's something close to treason in my mind. I mean, it's just at least at the very, I realize it's not technically or literally or legally treason, but it is traitor. It is treasonous against democracy, against the idea of democracy, and against democracies all around the world. Sean, thank you. Thank you for the call, and thanks for putting that out. Margo in Sacramento. Hey, Margo, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to let you know I've been doing something that I've been getting a very good reaction to, and that is I have a business card, and on the card it says freespeech.org, and I've been walking up to minorities, and I've been saying, we deserve to have a better living for all Americans, and we deserve to have decent wages and a middle class and all the things that people like Bernie Sanders talked about, and you should be consider listening to media controlled by the public and not the billionaires. We need media because the billionaires are controlling 90% of our media.
Yeah.
And I've been getting a great response. Everybody says, thank you. I'll check it out. They seem excited.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Free Speech TV, you know, business cards are cheap. You can get, you know, 1,000 of them for $30, $40. Free Speech TV should print up a bunch of them that have, you know, a little plug on one side, and on the other side have all the different places that you can find the network and offer them, and maybe send, you know, 20 to every one of their donors or something.
It's a
great idea.
It's a fun thing to do when I'm out in the public, in the grocery store, whatever, and I'm getting a great response.
That's marvelous. Margo, thank you for sharing that with us, and good on you for doing that. That's wonderful. Raul in Central New York. Hey, Raul, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I just would like to point out, I'm a retired academic. There was a wonderful book written by Siegfried Gideon called Mechanization Takes Command. And basically, the minute automation, mechanization touches anything, it alters it inextricably. So the whole idea of the tech bros, all that they're trying to do is to alter the ability for people to be able to do things without some kind of automation involved in it. So if you look at AI, if you look at this idea of self-driving cars, all these things, it's basically a way to remove people from having control over what they do. And then on top of that, you automate the factories enough so that people no longer have jobs. So then you basically have a kind of a dystopian world in which there are a few people at the top and the rest of us are just stuck in fighting with each other. And we're doing what Jay Gould once used to say, I can hire half the working class to kill the other half.
Yeah, Jay Gould, who was really the famous railroad baron in the 1800s.
Yeah. I mean, this is really horrible, what's going on. And I think people need to sort of step back and really recognize how automation of things and these tech bros, they think they know everything, when in fact all that they're trying to do is to control everything, and they're not smart enough to do it, but they're dumb enough to ruin the entire planet for all of us.
I get it.
That's just my point. Yeah. So it's a wonderful book. I mean, you know, everything changes. I mean, I grew up when people used to actually, I'm an old geezer. I still remember when people used to grind their own wheat and corn. And then out of that came breads and things.
Yeah.
Now breads, all those things, they completely taste differently.
Yeah.
It's
not fresh ground.
You know, so it's all that I want to say, Tom, is I'm glad I'm as old as I am. I won't see the end of the world, but I think it's coming. I mean, they're going to destroy everything. They could give two hoots about the environment because they think they're going to be able to all go to Mars.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's Elon Musk. I think that this book, you know, The Fourth Turning is here, Neil Howe's new book, in which he points out that every 80 years the United States experiences a great crisis, followed by a,
right.
So far, every 80 years, that great crisis has been followed by a progressive renewal. The first in the 1770s, the second one in the 1860s, the third one in the 1930s, and now. And he suggests that the crisis could be really bad. I mean, it probably involved world war, a world war. But he seems optimistic that we're going to come out of it in a positive way. I think we are, too. I was far more worried a year ago than I am right now, frankly, because the Biden administration... Because the Biden administration has had such success in putting America back together, putting our economy back together, you know, putting our people back together, some of the extraordinary legislative victories that they've had. I just think it's a good thing. I think that it enhances the probability that a right-winger, whether it's Trump or somebody else, and I think there's still a possibility that he loses the nomination at the Republican convention. I think it enhances the chance of Biden getting reelected, or, you know, if Biden gets replaced at the Democratic convention, which I think is far less likely than Trump getting replaced, but both those things are unlikely. Then I think that there's a better chance that whoever that Democrat is becomes president. So we'll see, Raul. But excellent point. Thank you very much for sharing that, Diane in Clarkston, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to tell you that I am so angry about Trump, and I try to convince people to not vote for him, and I do it with, I think I come off as hostile. So I had the privilege of listening to a Holocaust survivor, a 92-year-old woman that spoke at the Holocaust Museum in West Bloomfield, Michigan this Sunday. 92-year-old Irene Miller still travels the country and speaks.
Wow.
She had time for one question at the end, and it was mine. And I said to her, she was not giving a political talk, but she at the end likened what was happening now to what happened when she was a small child. And we all know those things. I said to her, Irene, how would you tell me to convince people to vote democratically to save our country? And she said this. She said, look them in the eye, not hostily, not aggressively, and say to them, what are your core values? Vote for the person that most closely represents your core values. And I just went, oh my God, that's it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the people I associate with, they have great core values.
Yeah.
And then to add to it, I made a small list of core values. If they asked me, what was it Trump did that was against your core values? Number one, when he went after that reporter, the disabled reporter, and he mocked them.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what he said about John McCain not being a war veteran.
Mm-hmm. War hero, yeah.
And I'll make this short because I know you have other people. I'm a teacher and a retired teacher. And if my kids mock somebody in my classroom, I would say, that's not acceptable here. Don't do that. And I wouldn't allow it. And if they said to me, the president did it, what would I say?
Right.
The president's wrong. Because if I said that, guess what happens the next day? Mom and Dad's knocking at my door. Did you say the president's wrong?
Correct.
So I just wanted to put that out there. It might help some people. That's all.
That was great, Diane. Thank you so much. And thanks for sharing that Holocaust survivor's perspective. I think it's brilliant. It's also, you know, on the good side, everything you just said. On the other side, though, it also, we have to realize that the core values of the Trump supporters, or at least the hardcore base of the Trump supporters, are basically hate, fear, and bigotry. And that's a real tragedy. Diane, thank you so much. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In other words, even the Trump voters are voting their core values. It's just that those values are not consistent with historic American values, or at least what we claim to be historic American values.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. The driver of a car that crashed into the emergency room of a hospital in Austin, Texas, has died. Five others have been injured. Dr. Peter DeYoung is the chief medical officer at St. David's North Austin Medical Center.
We are so thankful that the building itself appears to be in good condition, and there's been no impact to operations outside of the emergency department at all.
Police say the crash does not appear to be intentional. New York Democrat Tom Suozzi has won the House seat that became vacant when Republican George Santos was expelled.
There are divisions in our country where people can't even talk to each other. All they can do is yell and scream at each other. And that's not the answer to the problems we face in our country.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The House has impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has lost nearly 18% of its bus drivers over the past two decades. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found that there were around 14,000 licensed bus drivers in 2022. That's about 3,000 fewer drivers than in 2007. They say that an aging workforce is causing the decline, and it's likely to get worse in the coming years as more drivers decide to retire. Governor Evers says conditions are improving in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place since spring. The lockdowns happened because prisons are short-staffed. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised the pay last summer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight, upper 20s by dawn. On Wednesday, sunshine, lower 40s. By Wednesday night, rain will develop, mixing with and changing to snow. Little to no accumulation expected, with lows in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 28.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tough one, because, you know, we know what he already did once before, and he's going to, I have no doubt he's going to try the same thing, only worse.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have the levers of power of the presidency anymore, so I think he's going to be like pretty much like a paper tiger.
You think?
I think he might bluster.
Yeah,
but I just don't think he'll have that much.
You know, you're probably right, Tabitha, because all these prosecutions of the January 6th people has taken an awful lot of steam out of that movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what I would expect to see is stochastic terrorism. You know, lone wolves out there, going after politicians and commentators in the media. You know, high profile commentators, but yeah. What's the old curse? You know, we live in interesting times. Tabitha, thank you. Thank you. We'll see how it shakes out. Thank you very much. Brian in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Not yeah, good. I was wondering about your opinion about the Robert Kennedy commercial on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And do you think he actually has a chance, or do you think that he's going to steal votes from either Biden or Trump and help either or?
I don't think there's any even remote possibility that Robert Kennedy becomes president. I think that, it's just basically we have this two-party system, and if you're not either a Democrat or a Republican, it just doesn't happen. In addition to that, I mean, you know, when Ralph Nader was running for president, Robert Kennedy Jr., Bobby Jr. was out there saying he's going to siphon votes away from Al Gore and he's going to hand the election to George W. Bush. And Kennedy was right. And that's what he's preparing to do right now. And he's talking to the libertarians, which could get him on the ticket in all 50 states. And I just think it's really sad. I think it's a betrayal of his family's historic commitment to democracy, that he would take an action that could lead to a Trump presidency. And, it's really sad to see a guy that, you know, he used to be on this program a lot. He was a great environmental lawyer. And,
right.
And he's become such a disappointment. It's a real,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure it's a tragedy for the Kennedy family, but I think it's a tragedy for the family, for the country as well.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd be pulling votes from Trump, being that they think the one Kennedy who died in that plane crash is still alive. And
yeah. The polling doesn't show that, though. The polling shows that most of the votes he would get would be from people, basically low-information voters who are inclined to vote Democratic, who see the Kennedy name and go, oh! And that's the unfortunate part. Brian, I got to move along. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Tyrone in Chicago. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Oh, yes. How you doing, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's on your mind?
Linda, I want to say, if the Madison family listen, because I missed Joe Madison, if they listen, they got my deepest condolence.
Yes. But thank you.
Tom, I want to say, like the gentleman talked about the Robert Kennedy commercial, did you see 83 commercial?
The what?
Donald Trump.
The
83. On the Super Bowl.
I didn't see an ad for Donald Trump on the Super Bowl, but I didn't watch the whole Super Bowl. We missed the first little bit of it, the first maybe 20 minutes of it. I had to attend a wake for my best friend who died. No, I missed it. Tell me about it.
But you know, he was, I didn't pay too much attention to it myself, because anytime I see him on TV, I don't want to see him. But, you know, he was talking about how to make America great again, some joke like that, what he always talked about.
Interesting. No, I missed it. I missed it. But yes, it was a good game.
And one more thing I want to say, you hearing it from me this day. Joe Biden going to get over this time. He got 81 million votes. You hearing from me today, and I want you to write it down. He's going to get anywhere between 91 million votes, and he's going to get about 400 electoral votes because he's doing such a great job. And I hear people say he got low ratings. I don't believe those ratings. Yeah. I don't believe those polls either.
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears, Tyrone. I'm concerned by this just media furor that's going on around Biden's age that, you know, is another ginned up, largely by the New York Times, sadly, you know, another ginned up media hysteria, much like, you know, Hillary's emails, you know, where they're taking Republican talking points and running with them, you know, with all kinds of huffing and puffing and phony concern. They're concern trolls, basically, you know. Oh, my God. Tyrone, thank you. Thank you for the call. From your lips to God's ears. I hope you're absolutely right. I'm not certain that you are, but I sure hope you are. Thank you. It is, it's the top of the hour. On the other side of the break, is Trump now starting to echo Hitler's final solution? And a crazy alert, Republican lawmaker wants to outlaw cannibalism. Well, actually wants to expand the laws against cannibalism. It's weird. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slight.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN. Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.